track 7 and some more news stories. Christmas Grotto to go ahead as Tap House steps in. A Newton Abbott charity's popular Christmas Grotto will go ahead this year as a local business steps in and offers use of some of its space. For a time, it looked as though Wellbeing in Action's Elf Express Grotto would not go ahead as it struggled to find a suitable location after having to leave its space in the market hall. But Maltings Tap House have stepped in and offered the charity use of one of its warehouses, saying it was proud to be working with Wellbeing in Action. And the charity has spent the past several weeks clearing and cleaning the space ready for its grotto. We have been on the back foot this year, but the grotto can now happen. An interactive grotto with four different character-themed chambers, Wellbeing in Action's festive event will feature popular children's characters such as Olaf from Disney's Frozen franchise, Paw Patrol, and many more. Though anybody can purchase a ticket, the grotto's primary purpose is for it to be gifted to children who would otherwise not have the opportunity to go to such an event. We get lots of referrals from social workers, but anybody can nominate a family in crisis and we provide them with a free ticket. They could be children who have gone through illness, who have a disability, or who are in poverty. Wellbeing in Action had inquired about various premises owned by Teignbridge District Council, from the old Edinburgh Woolen Mill building to the ground floor of Sherborne House, to host its grotto, but to no avail. Regarding its search for a home for its grotto, the charity said TDC had been a pain from start to finish, although the council say it has a long track record of supporting initiatives and that it works with partners in the voluntary sector daily. We have worked with Wellbeing in Action in the past and supported them in the market hall. Sometimes, for good reasons, it isn't possible, the spokesperson added. The current dates are December the 7th, 8th, 21st and 22nd, but more may be added depending on demand. And there is still more to do with Wellbeing in Action, keen for local businesses to get involved, particularly with sponsoring one of the rooms within the grotto.
Golden anniversary for singers. Abbots Kurzweil Village Hall was all singing and dancing on Saturday, November the 16th, as former and current members of a barbershop group based in Abbots Kurzweil gathered to celebrate 50 years since they first raised their voices. The Cordettes toasted special guests, including Lee Westlake, one of the founding members of the Close Harmony singing group, who is still actively involved. National Chair of the Ladies Association of British Barbershop Singers congratulated the singers before an evening of singing and dancing. The Cordettes were established in 1974 by Dorothy Tewson, who ran a small school on Coombe Vale Road in Tynmouth. After visiting her twin sister in Crawley and seeing her sing in a Close Harmony club, Dorothy decided to set up a similar group in Devon. She asked her pupils if any of their mums sang and gathered a group of 12 interested mothers together to form an a cappella singing group. In the last half century, the Cordettes have reached dizzying international heights. They won a gold at the National Convention of British Barbershop Singers Chorus Championships in 1992. There are currently 38 members of the Cordettes, spanning an age range of nearly 70 years. The Close Harmony group meets at Abbots Kurzweil Village Hall every Wednesday and regularly appears around the area with a recent excursion to the Mairn Fold Sanctuary and performing at various Christmas events.
West Bank's gym users secure world-class kit. A generous donation from the Exeter Chiefs Foundation has enabled West Bank Community Health and Care to kit out its accessible gym in Exminster with a fantastic new piece of equipment, offering the same functionality for both disabled and able-bodied users. The Compact Equalizer 6000 is one of the most effective multi-gyms in the world. Designed by a paraplegic and fully adapted for wheelchair users, it allows people of all abilities to perform an extensive range of exercises, from rowing to bench presses to vertical butterflies and lat pull downs, whatever they are. The Exeter Chief Foundation is a fundraising organisation committed to helping other charities and supporting local communities through tangible investments that improve people's lives. It donated almost £7,000 to enable West Bank to buy the state-of-the-art multi-gym. Exeter Chiefs Foundation Chairman Tony Rowe, CBE, said, West Bank is one of nearly 120 charities that have benefited from grants totalling £3 million during the last three seasons. We are dedicated to supporting good causes in the wider Exeter area by utilising the rugby club's place in the community to fund important projects like this one that will make a real difference to people's lives. Katie Elliott, West Bank's head of fundraising and marketing, said, on behalf of everyone here at West Bank Community Health and Care, we would like to say a huge thank you to the Exeter Chiefs Foundation. For us, the Equaliser 6000 was the missing piece of the jigsaw to ensure that we can support disabled people, those with long-term health conditions or injuries, and those with reduced mobility, and help them to lead fulfilled, healthier and happier lives for longer.